Grandfather Bhishma talks here about Krishna, the realization of Krishna.
Bhishma nagy apu beszél itt a Krishna megvalósításáról.
And he compares it with the realization of the sun, whom you can see differently according to your different viewpoints.
A nappal kapcsolatban beszél erről, amit különbözőképpen láthatsz a te nézőpontoktól függően.
For some, the sun might appear to be between the branches of a tree.
Valakinek lehet, hogy úgy látszik, hogy a nap a fák ágai között van.
For others, on top of the church.
Mások lehet, hogy úgy tűnik, mint hogy a templom tetején.
Or just sinking into an ocean.
Vagy hogy éppen belesüllyed egy óceánba.
It is the same sun actually.
Ez valahogy ugyanaz a nap.
In different circumstances.
Más-más körülmények között.
So in the same way, the super soul is always Krishna.
Asuna felsőnek is mindig Krishna.
In Gorbachev's heart.
Gorbachev fülyében.
In the heart of a tribesman from Africa.
Egy törzsi ember fülyében Afrikából.
Or anywhere else.
Vagy bárhol máshol.
So, Bhishma is speaking about the Supreme Lord Krishna, who may appear in different places, but who is always the same.
Bhishma itt a legfelsőbb úrról, Krishnáról beszél, aki megjelenhet különböző helyeken, de mindig ugyanaz.
There is one interesting instruction for devotees in Krishna consciousness.
Van egy nagyon érdekes instrukció a bhakták számára Krishna tudatban.
It is said we should not deride or laugh at the God of other religions.
Az, hogy nem szabad nevetni el, hogy gúnyolódni a más vallások istenével.
Because he understands it's the same God which he himself worships. He is only appearing under different circumstances.
Mert ez ugyanaz az Isten, aki tőle imád, csak más körülmények között jelenik meg.
So, today the subject matter will be the use of intelligence in Krishna consciousness.
Ma a téma a intelligencia használata lesz a Krishna tudatban.
Because we are hearing today about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul.
Ma az Istenség legközelebb is a felsőlegről hallunk.
He is the giver of intelligence.
Ő az az intelligencia.
Mata sriti jnana apohanam cha. He gives remembrance, knowledge and also forgetfulness.
Ő az a emlékezetet, tudást és felejtést is.
The intelligence, of course, belongs to the center material elements.
Az intelligencia természetesen a finom anyagi elemekhez tartozik.
Mind, intelligence and ego, it's the subtle body.
Nem, intelligencia egyébként az a finom test.
In the Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, text 41, Krishna speaks about the difference between the intelligence which is used in his service and intelligence which is used in material energy service.
Krishna a Bhagavad Gita második fejezet 41-esben beszél arról az intelligenciáról, amit a Krishna tudatban használnak, és arról, amit az anyag energia szolgáltatban.
He says, the intelligence of someone in Krishna consciousness is fixed.
Azt mondja, hogy az ember intelligenciája Krishna tudatban rögzített.
On one goal.
Egy célra.
There's the intelligence of those who are in material life is many branch.
De azoknak az intelligencia, akik az anyagi életben vannak, azoknak sokágú.
It is diverted on many things.
Sokféle dologra van eltérítve.
Now I want to raise a point that if you can obtain everything by, you know, going to one place only, then this is more intelligent than if you get anything by so many other places.
So that's the idea. Don't talk about terrorism. But Ali had swollen it 8 hands. Okay. Sokkal idegesebb a bírtani, mint az, hogy sok helyre elmenni.
We have heard the definition of faith in Krishna consciousness is that you understand that everything and all your needs is supplied just by serving the Lord.
A Krishna tudom való, hogy úgy definiáltuk, amit a Krishna tudom úgy definiáltuk, hogy minden szükség illetve meg lesz, hogy minden megkapunk, csak azáltal, hogy szolgáljuk az Urat.
So, that is, if you can find this one source of existence, that you don't have to engage in so many other things.
Hogyha megtaláltad a létnek ezt az egy forrását, ahol nem kell olyan sokféle dologba foglalkozni magad,
then you can be called truly intelligent.
Akkor igazán intelligensnek nevezhető.
Just consider in our nice new house in Dimitrov, which it begins to rain through.
Csak gondoltok el, ezen a szép új házunkon, Dimitrov elkezdte
and we would have to put different pots all over to catch the rainwater. We would constantly put new pots somewhere. And we would ask our Goni Thai Prabhu to watch the pots and if we need be to empty them out, put them new.
So it's making a grand out of it, but Neza is adding it at the same time to tell one of his stories this time.
Because he's very reliable.
No matter what this at all.
So, he would have to take care maybe of 25 pots after some time.
Likely he goes down to search every little bit as me.
Now, imagine. No. Goni Thai gets an idea. By one activity, I'm going to solve all the trouble. And he gets some plastic. And puts it over the roof. Wouldn't he say he is more intelligent than if he would just go around to all the different pots and plug sure, everyone would praise his intelligence. Prabhupada gives the example of the tree. We water the different leaves to nourish the tree.
So, Prabhupada took a photo of that idea of the level of the tap line,
then we would have to run all over the tree. And we would never actually satisfy the whole tree. But if we can intelligently find this one thing which we have to water, thereby which everything else is taken care of, then this is
satisfied.
So in Krishna consciousness, we get the information that there is this one source of the creation.
And just
by taking care of that, all our needs are fulfilled. Our economical needs.
Ami gazdasági szükségletünk,
physical needs,
physical
psychological needs,
pszichológia igényei.
What else? And the need for association.
Társaságra való igény.
Need for an intelligent talk.
Intelligens beszédre való igény.
All this is supplied just by finding Krishna.
Azt mind megkapjuk, ha megtaláljuk Krishnát.
Isn't the person who finds Krishna in his life the most intelligent?
Nem az a legintelligensebb személy, aki megtalálja ebben az életben a Krishnát.
Because he has put the plastic over the roof, so to say.
Nem mondjuk úgy, hogy ő tette rá a műanyagot a tetőre.
He doesn't have to take care of so many different thoughts.
Neki már nem kell sokféle edényel vigyázni.
And constantly guard that everything is all right.
És állandóan nézni, hogy minden rendben van.
By one thing he has taken care of everything. Isn't that intelligent?
Egy dologra mindenre gondolt is el, és intelligens.
If you go to that one source where all your needs can be fulfilled, then you don't have to try separately.
Sajnos az az egyforráshoz, ahol minden ügyben megoldható, akkor nem kell külön más próbálni.
So this is what I personally feel a very strong argument for Krishna consciousness.
As
And if a devotee realizes it, his life will change.
Such a bhakta ezt felismeri, akkor az élete megváltozik.
As a devotee, you sometimes can also be an illusion.
Bhakta néha te is lehetsz illúzióban.
Or non-intelligent.
Vagy nem intelligens.
You may think I need my facility.
Szükségem van a lehetőségekre.
A new car.
Új kocsira.
I need to marry 100%.
Meg kell házasodnom 100%.
I need to go to India.
El kell mennem Indiába.
I need my mind to be stretched out.
Ki kell egyenesítem az elmémet.
I need to make only drive for Krishna or only make theater for Krishna.
Csak Krishna vezetni, csak Krishna csinálni színház.
I need to work to get some money.
Dolgozni kell, hogy olyan pénzt szerezzek.
I need to visit at least the university for at least two more years.
Legalább két évig kell járni az egyetemre.
No, you only need to say him to Krishna.
Nem, csak arra van szükség, hogy megkodol Krishna.
Then everything is taken care of.
Akkor mindenre gondol Krishna.
Now the Bhagavad Gita explains that it is only a wise man who can understand this point.
Bhagavad Gita elmagyarázó, csak egy bölcs ember értheti meg ezt a pontot.
The Gita explains that it may take many lifetimes to come to this one point.
És a Gita elmagyarázza, hogy ez lehet, hogy sok életig tart, hogy ehhez a ponthoz jussunk.
Vasudev, what is it? Kaunam janmanam ante jnanavam man papakyate. Vasudevam savam iti. Samahatmasudulabha. Who, after many births and deaths, understands that I am everything. The soul is very rare.
Az, aki megérti sok-sok születés után, hogy én vagyok minden, az a lélek az nagyon ritka.
Because he is very intelligent.
Mert nagyon intelligens.
See, the material has so many things to always look after.
A materialistának mindig olyan sokféle dolog van, ami gondolja kell viselni.
He has to work, he has to pay taxes.
Dolgozni kell, adót kell fizetni.
He must watch the news to be in tune with reality.
Nézni kell a híreket, hogy a valósággal összhangban legyen.
He must go to concert.
Koncertre kell menni.
He must be seen in society.
Látni kell látszódni a társadalomban.
He must pay his life insurance.
Fizetni kell az életbiztosítást.
And what is about relationships?
És mi van akkor a kapcsolatokkal?
And how do I look?
Hogy nézek ki?
And maybe I smell bad out of my mouth.
és lehet, hogy rosszabb a számnak.
There are so many worries constantly surrounding the poor material
life. Olyan sokféle aggodalom van állandóan a szegény materialisták
körül. Therefore his intelligence is many branched.
Azért az intelligencia sokágú.
But the devotee's intelligence can be fixed on one.
De a bhakták intelligenciája az rögzíthető egyre.
And that's not fanaticism.
Ez nem fanatizmus.
It's just practical.
Ez csak praktikus.
See, if I can do my shopping in one supermarket, then I don't have to go to so many other places and run all over Budapest.
Hogyha meg tudom intézni a bevásárlást egy szupermarketben, akkor nem kell mindenféle kis boltba szaggálni egész testem.
It's only practical, isn't it?
Csak praktikus.
So now the intelligence to only go to Krishna comes of course from the super soul.
Természetesen ez az intelligencia, amivel Krishnához mehetünk, a felső lélektől jön.
But as to want to become Krishna conscious, then the super soul helps one.
Az embernek akarnia kell Krishna tudatosnak lenni, és akkor a felső lélek segíti.
This is an important point. Sometimes people they cannot understand the meaning of Krishna consciousness.
Ez egy nagyon fontos pont. Mi az emberek nem tudják megérteni a Krishna-tudat jelentését.
They have developed a whole line of arguments how to neglect God.
Teljes évsorozatot fejlesztettek ki, hogy hogyan hanyagolják Istent.
If you make a simple point that no, this cosmos cannot have come from a big bang.
Még csak egy ilyen egyszerű pontot is mondasz, hogy ez a kozmosz nem adott egy nagy robbanás a Big Bang-ből.
Because order doesn't come from this order.
A rend nem jön rendetlenségből.
If order would come from this order, then let us simply make this.
Hogyha rendetlenségből nem, hogyha csinálunk ezt egyszerűen.
We will all leave this temple.
Dani inkább a templomból.
After the lecture.
Let's help them.
Get a bomb.
Yes, we can do that.
And then get a few more building materials.
Yes, we need to get több építőanyagot.
Put them on the roof.
Felteszik a tetőre.
Then we explode it.
Felrobbantjuk.
And we get a better bigger hall.
És lesz egy jobb, nagyobb ház.
More bathing rooms.
Több szoba.
More space.
Több hely.
Everything for Mother.
Minden márvány volt.
Pesha Alta.
The Bolta.
Although it's very nice, but we will get with nice rules and so on.
Bár szép, de lenne hozzá szép tető.
Better kitchen.
Jobb konyha.
But it doesn't work like this.
De ez nem működik így.
So we make such a simple argument. It is not very difficult to understand. What do you think as well?
Szóval, hogyha csak egy ilyen egyszerű érvet hozok, nem nehéz megérteni.
The materialist will say, no, no, you don't understand.
A materialisták azt mondja, nem értitek.
There was singularity in the beginning.
Volt egy ilyen singularitás, ilyen egység.
And due to the natural entropy of that singularity, everything came in existence.
És ennek a szimulatásnak a helyzetes entropiájából entropiájából
létrejött. It doesn't matter really. See, he will have used his intelligence to explain how there is no God.
Használja ki az intelligenciát, hogy bebizonyítsa, hogy nincs Isten.
And Krishna gives him intelligence.
Krishna ad neki intelligenciát.
And you know, it is sometimes very difficult to talk to these people.
És néha nagyon nehéz beszélni az emberekkel.
They wanted that kind of intelligence, and God gave it to them.
Mert ők ilyen intelligenciát akartak, és Isten megadta azt nekik.
In classical philosophy, one understands that before recognizing anything, there must be a certain interest.
So a klasszikus filozófiában elsőbb azt, hogy mielőtt megismerünk valamit, ahhoz lennie kell előtte egy bizonyosféle érdeklődésnek.
If there is no this interest, there is seeing but not recognition.
Hogyha nincs ez az érdeklődés, akkor látunk, de nincs ez a felismerés.
And knowing but not acknowledgement.
Ismered, de nem tudás.
But if some, I notice there are different devotees who listen to this class.
Vannak különböző bakták, akik hallgatják ezt a leckét.
Some are interested in the subject.
Néhányat érdekel a téma.
Spiritual intelligence.
Lelki intelligencia.
And they take notes and they hear.
Jegyzetelnek és hallgatnak.
And others are not interested so much in this particular subject. They think, when is the story coming? I want to hear a story.
És vannak önök az kettő, nem jól érdek ez a téma, hanem az, hogy mi kerül a történet.
We are different people. It is only natural that...
Mi különböző emberek vagyunk, ez természetes.
Oh, when does he say how the demons were smashed in Germany?
Mikor mondja ezt, hogy mikor, hogy verték meg a démonokat Németországban, hogy győzték le.
Yes. So, according to the interest, you will tune into different subjects.
Az érdeklődés szerint különféle témákat hangolódsz.
I will tell you very honestly, when I hear about the Manvantaras, how they come in different yoga cycles and how long these cycles are, immediately my attention goes down because I'm not interested in this. I know it's too big of a time circle for me to comprehend.
So csökken, mert ez túlságosan meg ilyen időkő az én intelligenciámnak ez a történet.
But a devotee with a mathematical interest might take notes and calculate it all.
De egy mathematikai érdeklődésű bakta lehet, hogy jegyzetel és számolgat.
So we all get intelligence and understanding according to our interest in life.
Mindennyian úgy kapunk intelligenciát, ami az érdeklődésünk ebben az életben.
First there must be interest, otherwise you won't understand.
Először ennyi kell ennek az érdeklődésnek, hogy nem tudjuk megérteni.
You won't need to be intelligent to see.
Nem lesz az intelligencia, hogy lássunk.
The intelligence, in other words, is directed by something higher.
Mással az intelligenciát magasabb irányítja.
Please look at this picture. Yes? What do you see in your eye?
I see the face of the Lord.
Is that all?
Not much. No, not really.
You see an old lady?
Old lady.
She sees a very young lady and an old lady. Does it do much? I know. Hill sees a very young lady. What do you see, Abhi Mani?
Both.
Abhi Mani, you know. Abhi Mani sees the old lady and the young lady. So this is now the blessing. What do you see, Abhi Mani?
Lady?
Young girl. Are you young or old?
Young.
Yeah, and also the small face for the young lady and the very ugly.
So this is a double picture. See this is the hair, this is the hairdress, this is it. Yes. As a mouth. This is a chin. You see an old lady. You see a very young lady. Little aristocratic maybe. So I've made this experiment with many devotees. Usually you can only see one of the pictures at one time. You cannot comprehend both of the pictures at the same time.
Is it?
You have to direct your mind. Oh, all right, I'm going to see the old lady now, and then you look. You see. You have to direct the attention. Okay, let's see the young lady now. Some of you knew already about this experiment, but for instance, Helen only could see one picture.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just making sure that Helen could see the laptop.
And another one saw only the old lady.
What must we do about
it? It is, see, our mind takes direction from a higher source in order to see.
I mean, because it's not a support as well.
Higher thoughts, the mind takes direction. And that's exactly the intelligence.
Just as intelligence, yeah.
From there it takes direction.
Amen. Kapya.
You have to take advantage of the intelligence, otherwise your mind won't work in a very good way.
Az intelligenciától kell kapni ilyen irányítást, mert az ember meg fogja valami jó módon működni.
I would say the intelligence of modern man is sold out to the senses.
Azt mondom, hogy a modern embernek az intelligenciája az az érzékek
and therefore it doesn't work very nice. For instance, I remember in America there was once devotees applied for to become the mayor of Atlanta. And our Balavanta Prabhu was saying, giving his speech, and he said, we should choose Linda Maya who is truly intelligent. And he said, by our intelligence we can understand that smoking is not healthy.
Az intelligenciánkkal megérthetjük, hogy a dohányzás nem egészséges.
But see, most of the candidates here, they are smoking, they are not intelligent.
De itt a legtöbb jelöltek dohányzik, szóval nem intelligensek.
Because their minds and the senses are not directed by intelligence.
Az elméket és az érzékeket nem az intelligencia jelentje, azért dohányoznak.
Therefore, no one is fit.
Senki sem alkalmas.
Only the devotees.
Csak a bhakta.
How do you like this argument? See, intelligence can correlate different functions.
Az intelligencia az korrelálhat különböző funkciókat.
And if there is no intelligence, you can't learn from your experiences, previous experiences.
Ha nincsen intelligencia, akkor nem tudsz előző tapasztalatokból tanulni.
For instance, a person who will commit the same mistake over and over again. Because his intelligence doesn't remember anything.
Mert az intelligencia nem működik semmire.
It doesn't work.
Nem működik.
It is not put in tune.
Nincsen
összehangolva. You can see sometimes devotees who always commit the same mistakes. Because they have not, their intelligence is not awake.
látjuk, hogy bakták néha ugyanazt a hibát követik el, azért mivel intelligencia az nem éber.
The intelligent should say, if it's awake, should say, well, you made this experience, don't do it again.
So, az intelligencia, hogyha éber, akkor azt kell mondani, hogy ezt a kísérletet megtetted, ne csináld meg újra.
But if you are on the mental and on the sensual platform, you will always suffer because you cannot learn from your experiences. That means you cannot correlate these experiences. This is a person, an animal, who has no intelligence. You can beat the cow many times. It will always go back and, you know, try to steal some vegetables.
Tehát megvetted már bárhányszor, mégis mindig visszamegy, hogy legalja a zöldséget.
You know, in India you have this, the farmers who are on the bazaar, and always a cow comes, always gets beating, but she always comes back.
Szerintem gyümölcsben van a bazár, és ott vannak azok a zöldségkereskedők, és oda megy tehén, mert lenni mindig megütik, de mindig visszajön.
All the ass always gets kicked in the face by the female ass, but he always comes back for sense of journey.
De mint a szamár, azt is mindig abba rúgja a szamárnő, és nőstény szamár.
Szamár?
Szamár.
De
mégis mindig viszont az érzéki élvezetét.
He has no intelligence, that's his problem.
Nincs intelligencia, ez a problémája.
And cannot correlate the experience.
És nem tudja összekapcsolni összehangba hozni ezeket a tapasztalatokat.
So we all need to take advantage of intelligence.
Ez mindannyian szükség van arra, hogy kihasználjuk az intelligencia előnyét.
And it will be given to us according to our interest in life.
És ez meg lesz adva nekünk az életben való érdeklődésünk szerint.
Prabhupada has said that the thief will pray, my dear Lord, I want to make a burglary.
Prabhupada mondta, hogy a tolvajnak fog imádkozni. Ó, kedves Uram, rabon akarok.
And Krishna will give him the intelligence how to do it.
És Krishna megadja neki az intelligenciát, hogy csinálja.
And the householder, they think, oh, my dear Lord, please let no one come to make commit the burglary.
És a háztartó azt mondja, ó, Uram, már csak ne senkit, hogy ne törjenek be.
So what should Krishna do? He also has to somehow arrange that the householder gets the intelligence to lock his doors properly.
Meg azt is el kell rendelni, hogy a háztartó hogy is kapjon intelligenciát, hogy jobb bezárja az ajtóját.
So in Krishna consciousness, our intelligence is guided.
A Krishna tulajdon a mi intelligenciánk az úgy irányított.
But not by sense gratification.
De nem az érzékelítés által.
Such an intelligence is very low.
Ez az intelligencia nagyon alacsony.
The animal intelligence.
Az állati intelligencia.
It is harmful.
Ez nagyon bajt okoz.
It's the ass or cow's intelligence.
Ez a szamarak és a teheneknek az intelligenciája.
In Krishna consciousness we correlate the experiences.
A Krishna tudatban mi összekapcsoljuk, összehozzuk ezeket a
tapasztalatokat. Yes, we understand material life is misery.
Megértjük az emberi élet a szenvedés.
From practical realization.
Gyakorlati megvalósításból.
And we understand if, whenever I'm not surrendered to Krishna, then my life is useless.
És megértjük, hogy bármikor nem hódolunk meg Krishnának, akkor az életünk hasztalan.
And therefore we surrender to Krishna.
Meghagyunk Krishnának.
And then Krishna will give us all the intelligence to come back to him.
Krishna megadja az összes intelligenciát, hogy visszajöjjünk hozzá.
He will not maybe give the devotee intelligence how to become a good technician.
lehet, hogy nem az intelligenciát ahhoz, hogy adtanak, hogy jó technikus legyen belőle.
As a devotee do, might not get too much intelligence how to make a lot of money.
Vagy lehet, hogy baktán kapja intelligenciát, hogy nem csinálja sokkal.
But he gives the devotee the intelligence to return back home, back to God.
De megadja baktának az intelligenciát, hogy visszamenjen haza.
That is spiritual intelligence.
That is like intelligence.
It's directly given by Krishna for the eternal benefit of the devotee. He gives also the duskritina intelligence to the materialist, but that is intelligence which entangles them further.
A duskritinának a materialistáknak is az intelligenciát, de ez az olyan intelligencia, ami tovább leköti őket.
So, what do we have to do to become truly intelligent? We have to become convinced that by surrendering to Krishna, everything is taken care of. That was our first point. And someone who is convinced like that, he is truly intelligent. See, he doesn't have to make so many arrangements. Life is so simple for the
surrender devotee.
It's so nice, isn't it? Imagine material life. Oof, so much worth.
Kérdezték az emberi élet elsőt munka.
He couldn't have the luxury to sit like this at around 9 o'clock.
Nem mondom, hogy lépszünk, hogy így ülegyünk 9 óra felett.
We would have to work for our, or study for our different material interests.
Különböző emberi érteteiket dolgozni, hogy tanulnunk kellene.
We would not hear such interesting points.
Nem hallanánk ilyen érdekes pontokat.
No, we would hear this. Boring material knowledge. So there is a fire, however, which burns up the intelligence. That's the fire of lust. That enemy lust has captured three strategic places.
Ez kiállítja a három stratégiai pontot.
Who knows where he is?
Ki tudja, hogy hol van már?
He has, from there, from the mind and the intelligence and the senses, he has moved into our consciousness.
És innen az elmény, az intelligenciális, az érzékekből a tudatunkba költözött.
See, when the senses become agitated,
amikor az érzékek is gondba jönnek,
the mind begins to become disturbed.
Az elme elkezd zavart lenni.
Oh, I want to eat this honey ice cream.
Oh, én akarom ezt a kanyi ékrémet.
It is so hot. It is so hot.
And then
in the temple, they don't really know how to make nice ice cream. It is tasting like cold glassy, that's all. So your mind and your senses want tummy ice cream, tummy ice cream.
Az érzék csak akarják ezt a karnyifagyolatot.
And if your mind becomes
thinking. És az elmény befolyásolt lesz.
Then your intelligence also becomes.
Csak az intelligencia is.
To forget that karmi ice cream is not good for you.
Elfett, hogy a karmi fagy az nem jó neked.
And then the enjoying tendency comes up.
Akkor jön az élvező tendencia.
And you take a false identity.
És akkor egy hamis azonosságot felveszel.
I am the enjoyer of kami ice cream.
Én vagyok a karmifagyolat élvezője.
Let me get some foreigns.
series of them in Toronto.
How much? 60 points?
Maybe like
60.
Ten for insecurity.
10 for one boy?
Yeah. No, 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 no.
Doesn't matter, it's not really so important. Okay. 30 points for three balls.
And then
you become the false, totally, you know, in a false identity. Because if you enjoy it, you must be convinced that this is good for you.
This is the idea.
Take some from the conviction from God.
As well, the language of this situation almost will ill us.
If you're not convinced that this is good enjoyment, then you're bored.
Which are not the language of God is you will visit a core untaught, no more.
What am I doing here?
Child.
Sinal?
Sinal.
Sinal. Sinal. Something like that. So, then you are in false identity. So this happens if you allow lust to invade your senses and your intelligence.
As the thing which I hold to you, he has a nighttime ago, yeah, and I don't know, it's easy.
You will have a false ego.
I'm sure of this.
When there is a person who has false ego, you can positively conclude Maya has invaded his heart.
Whenever
you meet a person with false ego,
as Ban comes to talk about Homeshaku Varanakazambar.
So anyways, these are all nice points, but the main point I wanted to say is if you desire to get the intelligence to see Krishna.
You pointed the fruit of the Sutra to lash Krishna.
If you purify your intelligence,
make this the intelligence, yeah, that
you will see him everywhere. But if you do not purify your
intelligence
by desiring to forget Krishna, you will see Krishna nowhere. I want to conclude with this. Prabhupada went to with the devotees to South India. They were very tired, the devotees. Just like all of us here.
Mm-hmm.
And Prabhupada told them every morning they should swim in the ocean. It was a very beautiful ocean. Nice beach. Wonderful palm trees, this coconut. My son is very warm.
See, you're not melancholy.
But a very gentle and cool breeze at the same time. You could walk for 50 meters and then only it would become deeper in the ocean. It was paradise. So the devotee thought, one devotee went to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, isn't that Maya? So much sense enjoyment. Prabhupada answered, there is Maya. The sun is the eye of the Lord. The ocean is the belly of the Lord. The palm trees are the hairs on the cosmic form of the Lord. Don't you see? That is our Krishna.
I'm not saying Krishna.
Who? Well, I'm trying to sing Prabhupada. I will try to please.
Not too while I'm laughing.
So you see, this is a wonderful thing about Krishna consciousness. So let us pray to Krishna that we finally get some intelligence together.
Imádkozom Krishnához, hogy legyen végre valami intelligencia.
Where we surrender to Krishna.
Amivel meghódolunk Krishnának.
Give up this material illusion.
Feladjuk ezt az anyagi illúziót.
Eight up.
Kertek fel.
On this key. Kertek fel. Big up is.
Kertek fel. Ibradjuk.
Ibradjuk. In this way, let us use this human form of life to the maximum.
És aztán így maximálisan ki ezt az ember életformát.
So we have come to an end here.
Itt végett.
Does any one of you have some questions?
Mondhatnak valami kérdése?
You don't stand, please. Sleep like that.
So much that you have to understand both as intelligent as it could be devotional service, but it is not kind of surrendered. How is it possible?
The intelligence is not strong enough.
Az intelligencia nem elég erős.
See, our problem is that our mind is very strongly attached to sense gratification.
Ami problémánk az, hogy az elmény nagyon ragaszkodik az érzékelégítéshez.
And many times our intelligence is not very strong.
És sokszor az intelligencia nem túl erős.
It has to be strengthened.
Meg kell erősíteni.
To conquer the mind. It would actually be the natural sequence that our intelligence controls the mind and the senses.
Ez természetes folyamat lenne, hogy az intelligencia kontrollálja az elmét és az érzéseket.
But because we are in Kali Yuga, somehow we are living in a very unnatural way.
De mivel a Kali Yuga módunk valami nagyon természetellenes módon élünk.
Because of our bad habits before we came to the movement.
A mozgalomban jött nekünk elég rossz szokások miatt.
I want to give you. See, it is described that the senses are superior to the sense objects.
Le van írva, hogy a érzéket magasabbak az érzéket tárgyalnak.
That means I can take a pair of cards and play it.
Az azt jelenti, hogy vettek egy karatát.
A karatás cannot, you know, play with me. you follow?
De a karatát nem játszhatnak velem. Yeah.
Now above the senses is the mind.
So érzékek fölött van az elme.
The mind can tell my hand, tell you that.
Azt mondhatja az ennek, hogy emelkedj föl.
And above the mind is the intelligence.
Az elme fölött ott van az intelligencia.
Oh, it looks strange if you move up your hand. What is the meaning of that?
Hogy néz ki, hogyha felemeled a kezedet, a furcsa lenne, miért csinálod ezt? Nincs semmi gyakorlati haszna.
You may want to do so many things, but you have to remember you are in a class.
Olyan sokféle dolgot akarok csinálni, de emlékezz, hogy a leckén van.
This is a serious discussion.
Ez egy komoly beszélgetés.
So usually people see on the mental platforms.
Általában az emberek az elme szintjén vannak.
And therefore from an intelligent point of view, they don't behave very consistent.
és azért egy intelligens szempontból nem túlságosan konzisztensen összetartva.
My mind would start making all kinds of things, like quality at the ear, you know, and take a
soul. Hogyha mondjuk egy ezt csinálom kezemben, megküzdálom valami fülét az órát.
Then everyone would become highly amazed.
Mindenki nagyon meglepődne.
So the mind has to be controlled by the intelligence.
Az elmét kontrollálni kell az intelligenciával.
But for that the intelligence must be strengthened.
Tehát ez volt nem is kell.
Otherwise you will just follow the mind. So that's why we stress so much. Read these books. Yeah. And chant the Hare Krishna mantra.
És hívjátok a Hare Krishna mantrát.
Intensively. So that you will purify your intelligence and strengthen it a little.
Megtisztítsd az intelligenciád és megerősítsd.
Otherwise you will always be on the mental platform.
And mert kell mindig a elmeszintjél leszel.
And the mind is such a child.
És az elme az egy olyan gyerek.
It accepts things which are pleasant.
Elfogad olyan dolgokat, amik kellemesek.
And rejects things which are unpleasant.
És elvet olyan dolgokat, amik kellemetlenek.
It just works according to the pleasure principle.
Ez csak az öröm elv alapján működik.
But you know, you won't get anywhere if you just work according to the pleasure principle.
De tudod, hogy nem sehova, hogyha csak az alapján, az elv alapján működik.
Alone for instance, if you would only eat sweets by the healing.
Ez jó lenne, hogy csak édeséget enni.
No sabji and no rice.
Semmi édeség.
Only should be wonderful.
Csak szintük.
You would become very unhealthy.
Nagyon nagy beteg lenni.
But the mind sometimes wants only, especially when one is a bhakta, you know, when always likes to eat the things which are very tasty.
De az ember lehet, hogy néha ezt akarja, és különösen, hogy az ember bakta, akkor szeretne tenni egy nagyon finom.
But I was a bakta, if it would be for me, I would have only eaten halava.
Ha amikor én bakta voltam, hogyha ezt csak lehetem, akkor mindig csak a halavát tettem volna.
But there must be some intelligence. Elemi kell
valami intelligenciának.
So you have to strengthen it.
Nekelerősíteni.
Also association with devotees who are on that platform is
és szintén azok a baktákkal társulás, akik ezen a szinten állnak, az is nagyon segít.
That's why in our Hungarian temple we should always desire all the devotees to come and they do come.
Ezért az állunk, hogy mely a templomban mindig jönnek az idősebb bakták.
We get some intelligence, spiritual intelligence.
A couple of them like intelligence, as a passion of them.
But it's a difficult subject.
Yeah,
I know that sometimes we may like to surrender.
Néha tudom szeretnél megkódolni.
But at the same time, we schizophrenically attach to our enjoyment.
De ugyanabban az időben skizofrén módon ragaszkodunk a érzék érzeketben.
But Krishna is there and he sees you.
De Krishna ott van és lát téged.
And it says, the first favor Krishna shows such a devotee is he takes away the chances for his material enjoyment.
És az első kedvesség, amit tesz ezzel a baktával, Krishna az, hogy elveszi a esélyt az anyagi élvezetre.
So that the devotee can only surrender to Krishna.
A bakta csak megkódolni tudjon Krishnát is kép.
That's all he has, Krishna only.
Az első ügyen neki minden csak Krishna.
Because Krishna has helped him by taking away everything.
Krishna segített neki, hogy minden más tárgyat.
When I joined Krishna consciousness, I lost my nice horse. With whom I was riding.
Lovamat, horse.
Yes, the
lovamat. Lovamat, amivel lovagoltam.
My nice violin broke. Very
tense.
And my friends, they thought that he's now into spiritual life. That's interesting.
És a barátaim azt mondták, hogy most lelki életre ment az öntől érdekes.
És Krishna took everything away.
És nálad mindent.
And gave me everything.
És a nagyobb mindent.
So nice. There are different forms of dreams.
One of the master's form is Alma.
What kind of dream did you have just now? One is where we just paint mental images.
Az egyik az, hogy csak ilyen imidzseket, vagy ilyen kitalációkat, képeket teremtünk.
And these are not living entities.
Ezek nem élő lények.
But sometimes, for instance, we have a dream of our spiritual master.
De néha van álmunk lelki tanító mesterről.
And we actually meet him.
És találkozunk vele.
He's there.
Ott van.
And then in the dream we are attacked by ghosts. Have you personal experience of this?
Van ez személyes tapasztalatod erről?
They come, and all of a sudden, you see things which you do not want to see, like a naked woman.
És jönnek, megtalálnak téged, és akkor olyan dolgokat látsz, hogy nem akartál látni, meszkedőt, vagy meszkedőt.
Yeah, they want to enjoy with you.
Élveznek a film szinten.
So they are living entities. I'm saying there are different kinds of dreams.
Speciálisan a családtagok, ha megjelennek.
Specifically the family members of the
family members. I would say these are memories of the past. They're not, it's not that father is in your mind in the sense that the soul is there. Living entities come only, I mean, when our spiritual master is there.
He's
somehow there, now I do not know, he's personally present. And he remembers. I remember Hansa Duda told a very nice story once. He had preached in Saila. It's one devotee told the story. And he had defeated the scientists. It was in all the newspapers. The one prominent scientist had said, we don't need God to create. It's a thing of chemicals. And he had given arguments, but in the end he had said, okay, if you claim this, then we invite you on such and such date to demonstrate your theory. Because in science, a theory is only accepted when there is a demonstration for it. Then the TV came on such and such day to this hall. But the scientists has excused himself.
De a tudós kimentette magát.
So everyone laughed about it.
Mindenki nevetett rajta.
It was a great victory for our devotee.
Nagy győzelem volt a bhaktáinak.
So in the dream, this devotee told Prabhupada.
Álmában ez a bhakta azt mondta Prabhupádnak.
And later he met Prabhupada and told him in Bombay.
És ott találkozott Prabhupada, és mondta ezt neki Bombayba.
Prabhupada said, I know.
Azt mondta Prabhupada, tudom.
You have already told him.
Már mondtad.
Then he was there when the devotee told him in the dream.
Ott volt, amit a Prabhupada mondta neki az álmában.
Now, how he was there, that is a little difficult for us to understand.
De hogy, az kicsit nehéz meg megérteni.
Because it's difficult for us to understand
self-realized
soul. So the other, and then of course there is this thing that anyways, we don't even want to talk about those things. Not pleasant.
So this one, we have to have a desire, and then we
get the intelligence.
Yeah. But we also say that we also say we shouldn't have any desire.
No. The only price for devotional service is intense greed, not even desire. It's
greed. I think that we say that it's just intensive mohosság, nem is vágy.
Lórium.
Lórium.
Yes. That desire you must have.
Ennek a vágynak meg kell lennie.
Otherwise, it's very difficult to become Krishna.
Már különben nagyon nehéz Krishna-nak lenni.
I can find it. I once wrote down about this desire. But Prabhupada said it's very nice. Here. Lolya means greediness to serve Krishna.
Lolya azt jelenti, hogy mohóságot szolgál Krishna.
Ecstatic eagerness.
Ecstatic mohóság.
That is the only price to achieve the nectar in devotional service.
Ami elérhetjük a nektárt a szolgáló szolgálatban.
Not money.
Nem pénz.
Nothing else.
Más.
Not prestige.
Nem prestige.
Not good parentage.
Nem jó születés.
Not beauty.
Nem szépség.
Nothing.
Semmi más.
Simply this.
Csak
ez. Ecstatic intense desire.
Ecstatikus intenzív vágy.
How shall I get Krishna?
Hogyan fogom megkapni Krishna?
If you have lolyam, then you will get Krishna.
When lolyam, akkor megkapod Krishna.
The gopis had this intense desire.
Gopis megvolt az intenzív vágya.
Tatra lolyam ekam mulam. In this life, you should think I shall get recognized by Krishna.
Abban az életben azt kell gondolni, hogy meg fogom ismerni Krishna.
That I have sacrificed everything for Krishna.
Hogy feláldoztam mindent Krishnáért. So feel sometimes we just should we ask for intelligence for this interest or should we do it up and then just rely upon Krishna that kind of service we do.
It is best to first discuss with one spiritual master if that interest is good for us. For instance, someone might have the interest to paint for Krishna.
mint látott Ragnar van az érdeklődés, hogy festeni akar Krisnának.
He might be a good painter also.
Egy jó festő is.
So one should maybe this painting is not good for us due to some reason. And if we pray to Krishna, please give me the intelligence to conceive wonderful paintings. It might not be the necessary, you know, just as an example. So best is to reconfirm this our spiritual master, and then only develop this. I had so many interests when I came to
Krishna.
My greatest interest was music. But I quickly understood that it would be best for me to first go on
sankirtan.
And I did so, and I must say it was very, very good for me. And I prayed, not Krishna let me be a great musician, but I prayed to Krishna, my dear Lord, let me distribute more books somehow
or other.
And Krishna fulfills the prayer sometimes. Not all the time. Good. Very good. The last question.
How does the material species just mix and how do they have choice?
How do they mix?
Yeah, mix. And how do they assist each other?
Aha! Yeah, there are five functions of intelligence.
The intelligence and a good function around.
First function is doubt.
Rashi, keep the dish.
That is when we can. A person who is not intelligent, he will say always igen, igen, igen to everything you say. Yeah. Have you noticed? Someone who does not is not able to doubt has no intelligence. When we come to Krishna consciousness, our material intelligence sometimes may give us a hard time. Especially if it is filled with so much rubbish from the material world, isn't it? Then, it's apprehension or like understanding. Then also misunderstanding. You will see many times intelligent people develop great misunderstandings about. You have told one thing, but somehow they have understood another thing. I thought you said that, you know, then this. Something, huh? Then memory.
Yes,
and then also sleep.
Yes, all that.
Sometimes the intelligence goes to sleep.
Yes, intelligence.
Otherwise, if one is always very much in tension, then one, you know, it gets too much. Therefore, Krishna says, you cannot be a yogi if you work too much, you must sometimes relax.
Szóval Krisna mondja, nem lehet szóval többféle dolgok, de néha pihenned is kell.
For his family, Hungary is holidays, virtual holidays. No problems. Very nice. So this strengthens the intelligence.
I'm
making so many plans already. So now you ask how the two mix. See, it's you have to understand that the soul also is intelligent. Buddhi yoga, it said. This is a yoga of intelligence.
Azt mondják, az intelligencia yoga, ugye ezeket a funkciókat mind Krishnával tud le.
It's the same with the mind.
Ugyanez elmével is.
The mind has two functions.
Elmének két funkciója van.
To accept and to reject.
Elfogadni és elvenni.
And there's also a spiritual mind.
And lelki elme is.
You accept everything which is favorable for developing Krishna consciousness. And you reject everything which is unfavorable. In other words, the difference between the spiritual mind and the material mind, the spiritual intelligence and the material
intelligence
is only that you engage it, that the one intelligence and mind is engaged in Maya and the other in Krishna service. Very simple, isn't it? It's just like life. What is the difference between material life and spiritual life? It's something very mystical. Spiritual life means four armed form. Spiritual life means to serve Krishna. And material life means not to serve Krishna. This is an. I was myself very interested in this question also. And Prabhupada gave this. He said, the question was, what is the difference between a material and a spiritual mind? And he said, what is the difference between material life and spiritual life? A difference of engagement. So I feel we should end now here the class because many of us have not yet completed all their rounds and we want to go today on Harinam, isn't it? So if you have any further questions, please keep them for the evening and then in the evening we can discuss them.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai.